This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome to the show tonight. Bob Tuscan's show on the air. And, of course, Steve Starr sitting in with you tonight for the first 2 hours at least. We've got a great interview coming up in the last, but a lot of important news. And I am always honored and lucky to have one of our best commentators, co-host, John, the Caribbean critic. He was right about his assessment of MH17, what really happened. And we're going to let John explain to you what he had noticed before. He has an expertise with the RAF. He's flown the Vulcans. If you've ever seen them, if you've ever heard the Vulcan howl, you know, they're one of the loudest jets, I guess, that's out there. They're still flying around. They retired them in 2005, apparently, but they're quite a piece of machinery. John knows the ballistics. He understands what's going on with radar. He's been watching this very closely. He looked at the wreckage, made some assessments, and it appears now that there's an independent investigation that has confirmed what he initially thought. John, tell him all the story if you're there, and you can give us a full background on this now.
Yeah, welcome to War Room Wednesday, because it's right. Wars here, wars there, wars everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, I looked at the photographs of the wreckage, and a particular part of the wreckage was a part of the cockpit, including what used to be the cockpit windows, two windows, but of course there was no glass in there. And this wreckage exhibited what looked like shrapnel damage. But I downloaded the image, cleaned it up a bit, and magnified it. And I said, it looks like some sort of explosion, a bomb went off. Plus, these were what looked like tears in the materials, bending the material outwards. And then, looking from outside to in, there was perfectly round holes from what looked like cannon shells from a SU-25, and some of the holes were elliptical. So it looked like the aeroplane came up from behind. When it started firing, the holes were elliptical, and as it passed and turned and flew over the top, the holes turned to round. Now, I put that in an email to another show, Mike Rivero, on the 25th. Now we learn that a German pilot and some engineers have independently assessed this, and they agree that this looks extremely like explosive cannon shells, which are used in the SU-25. These explosive shells are used usually against tanks, but against an aeroplane, it would rip it to shreds. Because as the shells went through the skin and detonated on the inside, it would deform the shell, but it would also increase the pressure in the cockpit and blow everything outwards. Obviously, they took the pilots out because they didn't want them making an mayday call, an emergency call, saying we're under attack, we're under attack. So it looks like from above and behind, they emptied their cannons into the cockpit.
So this was probably the last trailer, SU-25, that followed up on the whole incident after the initial explosion, probably in the cockpit, which left the plane somewhat disabled, but still airborne and not in a exploded, diminished, fractured situation then, right, John?
Yep. But it also, according to this German assessment, those engines that were seen on the ground, it says that they looked at it very, very carefully, and they assessed that was probably done by an air-to-air missile to bring it down.
Okay, so there could have been a number of different ballistics, but in any event, the story of the Buk missile is fading fast.
Yeah. Absolute nonsense. Not only did the Russians... radar detect these SU-25s, but the witnesses then subsequently on the ground said there was three of these machines tailing this aircraft.
Yeah, we have witnesses as well here.
Yep. But if you look at the video that emerged on the net, there is no smoke trail from a Buk missile going skyward, and in fact, there's not a lot of smoke coming down as the aircraft went into the ground. It just seemed to have exploded on the ground. But again, you see, that suggests that cannon fire was used, which didn't cause a fire on board the airplane.
Right. There are certain parts of that plane that are virtually untouched and others that are charred, as you might imagine, in an explosion on the ground. And then there are bits and pieces that almost look like they've been put up on a front loader that are hanging from trees and stuff. I mean, the whole wreckage is suspicious. And all the time we've been blaming the separatists and the Russians, there has been no real attempt at all to answer any questions about the missing air traffic control tapes from Kiev, the eyewitnesses of the SU-25s, all these other anomalies, right, John?
Well, I mean, it took just 3 days when that aircraft crashed in Africa, you know, that Algerian aircraft, to get the information off the cockpit voice recorder and the flight data recorder. London has had these things for over a week. Not a peep. Not a peep.
Right.
So I'm already suspicious with that. What are they trying to cover up? What are they holding back, which is seems to me very suspicious. That normally you would these results are published immediately, you know, so that it reassures the flying public that, you know, this isn't a basic engineering fault in the aeroplane. It was, you know, a terrorist attack or whatever. But you know, so to give people confidence that as long as we have the TSA, you know, feeling our private parts, we're all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, as if that helped at all. And then, of course, there are other questions as well, and we've been looking into some of these, and I know John's continued to do some research. The passengers, I've always had questions about the passengers on there because... You know, and I'm not an expert by any means, but I looked at some of these bodies lying around in the wreckage, and I said they look juxtapositioned, or they don't look right. I mean, there's a man with looked like he has no shirt, and his pants are not inflamed, and everything else around him is charred. I'm wondering, you know, this doesn't look right for some reason, and I just was asking questions at that time before a whole slew of theories came around. Is there any other investigation or news about who these people were on board, because this also is vital? There's been so many stories, and these are false.
Well, from a film of the crash site and a passenger list that was also filmed for a few seconds, a Dutch reporter took a screenshot of that passenger list. There was only one page or so, one or two pages that were actually on the screen on the video, but he took the screenshot of that page. He then noted the names and went around and found so-called relatives and went to visit the relatives, phoned them, went to visit them, and the so-called relatives didn't know who he was talking about. They didn't know the person named on the passenger list who was supposed to be one of their relatives. So he went next door and knocked on the next door neighbors. They'd never heard of this person either, which seems rather strange to me.
Yeah, it's another one of those cases of missing victims or misapplied victims, or we don't know really much at all about what really happened here. Now, you know, in many of these events, friends, I say that you have walking contradictions, partly truth and partly fiction. So it's always difficult to ascertain exactly that all of the passengers are artificial. But it looks as though some of these people don't exist, at least as they're identified. Hey, we'll be back on the Bob Duskin Show.
Show. Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to zerodebtguaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
Hey, Hey, Steve Starr is back here with you on the Bob Tuscan Show, and Doug Owen will be joining us for Blacklisted News War Room Wednesday, which we do every Wednesday night, of course. And any time now, we may be hearing from Doug and bringing him in. So if Doug's out there and you're ready, don't hesitate to contact our producer. And John and I will be glad to have you along with us as we've been talking about John's research, which has proved accurate that there were both internal explosives and gunfire from missiles, probably cannon fire from a Su-25, a Ukrainian fighter jet trailing MH-17. So it wasn't what we were told, as we thought. This was intended to be brought down and blamed on the Russians. And we've been exploring the passenger list as well, some of the other anomalies and questions about this. Where were we, John, before we were interrupted there?
Yeah, well, I was in a room, and there were a lot of Dutch people, and we had a Dutch news reporter. Apparently, he saw a video of the crash site, and part of that video, there was a passenger list, and they flicked through a couple of pages. So he took a screenshot of the pages that he could see properly in the video. Then he tried to make contact with the relatives of the names that were on this passenger list. He even went as far as to go knocking on doors. Strangely enough, the so-called relatives didn't know who he was talking about. They had they didn't know who they were. These were the so-called relatives. And he went to the next door neighbor, and they'd never heard of these passengers. So that's a bit suspicious to me, and that we've not heard from any Dutch relatives in the media at all. And in fact, the Australian so-called relatives were sent a letter by Telco, the Australian mobile phone company, and they've cancelled all the contracts for all the Australian passengers. Why is that? That means we can't get into their mobile phone recordings or anything. We can't, because it's just all been cancelled. So again, it's another cover-up. Why are they covering everything up?
Yes, right. So, these are matters of what they call national security. And every time you hear that term, you have to ask yourself whether it's in your security for them to keep this information quiet, or whether it's in their security to keep this information from you, which is really what it's all about. National security, Rex 84, you know the whole gig.
Yes.
And so, again, you know, this evidence that they've accused the Russian separatists of hiding has actually been fabricated, and or put it this way, it's not based on anything that's real in terms of what we're seeing on the ground, the pictures, the photographs. The entire story is falling apart very quickly. And it's just a flight going down, friends. But this is very important, because behind all this is the hoopla, like the sarin gas episode that we experienced last year with Barack Obama and John Kerry trying to use this as momentum to formulate another very powerful front there with boots on the ground, essentially, or all the weaponry they need to fight a war with Syria and Russia. This time it's a proxy war via Ukraine, and this Senate Bill 2277, which is extremely dangerous, as we know.
Well, I believe that the Kiev coup d'etat government and the prime minister and the cabinet resigned when this story started falling apart. And if America could have proved that it was the separatists, the Russian separatists, or Russia had any part in this shootdown, I'm sure thousands of American soldiers would already be there assisting the Ukraine in suppressing the Eastern Ukrainian Russian speakers. You know, I mean, it's following the same pattern time after time after time. And we're expected to swallow the official story and agenda. And, it's nonsense.
It's just that these kinds of things inflame wars. We have, in the past, we remember the Lusitania. We remember the Maine in American history. Then there was Pearl Harbor, of course, and the newspaper headlines from the Hilo Tribune had in big letters, Japs may attack over weekend. And this was November 30th, you know, a week before Pearl Harbor. I mean, these kinds of things are intended to ignite the public furor over all these kinds of events, and then empower these people who want to make the decisions to start getting these troops moving and start these wars in effect. And that's the reason why this is such an important event, because, again, like the sarin gas episode that we saw before, another false flag. And, you know, it's if it worked for people like us, John, you know. Go ahead.
Well, they have to create these things, because American people, they don't want war. British people, they don't want war. So they have to create a scenario to make your blood boil and turn you to this agenda, this war agenda. But without these false flags and lies, and there's never going to be another war, because people are, why send your sons and daughters off to war when half of them come back with bits of their bodies missing? Or you know, you have to fly to Europe to see the grave. It's nobody wants it.
Yeah.
So you have to be cajoled and coerced into the war and lied into it. That's what they did in Iraq with weapons of mass destruction and nuclear weapons. That's what they did in Afghanistan about the Taliban, you know, training Al-Qaeda. This is nonsense.
Yeah, well, we know exactly what we've seen before, and this is the way these things go into effect. And, you know, there wasn't the kind of journalism in the days before when these events happened that there is today, John. And that's one of the reasons why I think what we're doing is on the point of this whole development, because it's very important that people know in real time, friends, what's happening right now, not in history books 100 years later. Because if we are awake at this point, at this moment, we can see these things developing as they are, and then, you know, do something about it, as we did with the CERN
chance. Gives us a chance to stop it in its tracks.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, no government is going to go to war without the support of the people, because if there's no enthusiasm for it in the people, then they're going to be drafting people into the war, and we know what draftees are. They're reluctant heroes, you know?
Right. I don't think I would want to be drafted into any kind of war. And I remember the Vietnam era when the streets were exploding with violence because of the draft, after everybody knew the war was a scam and a sham, and people were being shipped off in the hundreds of thousands. We lost 60,000 good people in that war, and a lot more who came home injured, many mentally destroyed as well as physically. So, I mean, these wars don't do us any good. They shot our leaders, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, all of these people, I believe, were against that war and would have stopped it. And then the whole thing was such a scam. Obviously, the military options were open from the very beginning in terms of blocking the Haiphong Harbor. The war would have been over in a very short period of time. But they dragged that thing on for 10 years. Well, I mean, 63 to 75, roughly 12. They say it was only 8, not as long as Afghanistan. But look how long Afghanistan's gone on. And now everything's coming apart in Iraq. So,
well, yeah, I mean, all these wars, but they're using the same method. We are putting advisors into Vietnam to assist. Now, what they're doing now, they're putting advisors into Ukraine to help the Ukrainian coup d'etat government. It's going to develop into a shooting war, and obviously these advisors are going to get shot at. Maybe it's one or two die, and then America says, oh, they're killing our advisors, and off we go to war.
Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome to War Room Wednesday on the Bob Tuskin Show. I'm the Caribbean critic, and we have Steve Starrs with us. Your call-in number is 800-313-9443, and I believe we have Curtis on the line. Curtis, are you there, my boy?
Hey, thank you to have me. It's an honor and a pleasure. I want to review the definition of insanity. Expecting a republic to end up in anything but betrayal is insanity. A republic is a perfect storm for psychopaths. It's a magnet. They're drawn to it like moths to a flame, to leadership positions, and then true to their game, they betray. I don't want to hear any return the republic, restore the republic, save the republic, help the republic, get the republic back. I don't want a republic. A republic is an absolute disaster, perfect storm, waiting to happen, and you're insane if you keep thinking that something else is going to happen from a constitutional republic.
You don't think the last 200 years of U.S. history have been fairly good?
No, I think that...
Not at all?
We have been... No, I don't. George Washington had a huge estate, which made other people homeless. Landowning that's not reciprocal is an evil system. Why don't you privatize left kidneys, air, rain, and sun if you're going to privatize the land? Now, I believe in private land, but only if it's done reciprocally. Everybody gets 40 acres and a mule. You want more, you pay your rent. You get less, you get compensated. No, we have been successful despite a representational majority. And they don't even represent us. We have been successful despite our Constitution, not because of it.
So you think return of the Constitution is a bad idea?
Absolutely.
Okay.
A Republican form of government is an evil, and federalism is an evil spawn of an evil. The idea that you should have your representatives ground down to a congressional district or a state first, that's you grind off the Greens, you grind off the Socialists, you grind off the Nationalists, you grind off the Libertarians. Well, I know you got Jesse up there, but he was a governor. He wasn't a senator in Minnesota. Just grind off all common sense, and the only thing that's left is the psychopath that's willing to betray the most and get the Jewish money. That's all you get with federalism republic. But even a republic by itself, with proportional representation, it's a perfect storm for a betrayal. And I'm tired of insane people. Go ahead, your turn.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it is a strange system when you have a vote where all the candidates are pre-selected by the parties. You have then interspersed with that, you have this committee that looks at the vote and all this public opinion poll and then decides which one's won. It's crazy. But yes, I mean, we understand where you're coming from, Curtis. And thank you for the call. We'll answer as we go through. Okay?
Well, I don't have any problems with it, the fact that he sees that it's appropriate to give everybody a land and a mule if you like. But, you know, not everybody can work with a land or a mule. And that's part of the problem. That's one of the reasons why there's been so many people who have left that.
Well, as civilization has advanced, more people have left the land to be cultivated by bigger and bigger landowners and farms, because they're able to produce the food, and the released people then do other things like invent televisions and radios and what have you. So
technology.
You know, yeah, technology. Without that dispersal of people off the land, because the land is now more productively husbanded, then, you know, you won't get this technology. And particularly America's been very successful in the technological era. Britain was very successful. Germany particularly successful. So there you go. You know, it has its advantages and its drawbacks.
Yeah, it certainly does. And of course, but there are good arguments that I've heard that have been made over the centuries. I have an old book called The Battle of Armageddon that was written in 1900, John. And the guy was essentially right about one thing. He said as people move into the cities, they become less reliant on the natural order of things, rain, food, property, you know, equivocally traded on a good market. And they become more minded towards the token exchange of money. And this in itself creates somewhat of a corrupt ideology that festers upon itself. And obviously, since 1900, a lot of people have moved into the cities now, and there are not very many people left. As a matter of fact, the family farm is going the way of you know, the old Model A.
Yeah, the dodo.
Right, the dodo bird is a good one. But, you know, I mean, there's also been a lot of new technology. There's also been the mass communications. I think that the best thing that's come up out of all of this is the ability of people like us to get on the alternative news media and be at least in step with watching what's happening, as opposed to what happened for centuries when people never really knew, with events like the Lusitania or some of these other things that happened. Of course, Lusitania really did not inflame the American public to get involved into World War I, but it added another, you know, another straw to the camel's back, you might say, as things progressed there. And I think that's what we're seeing with MH17, these ongoing affairs. I don't know whether this will be the major thing, but these events like 9/11 have certainly changed history, not for the good. And whether we have technology or we're on the farm, they do, and they're going to use it against us, friends. So I don't know whether there's much of a choice of weapons here, whether we want to play with daggers and brass knuckles against, you know, RPGs or not. But the fact is, we have to stay somewhat up to date with what's going on around us, because they're going to use technology against us, whether we like it or not.
Well, actually, you know, the pitchfork and torches revolution is way gone. I mean, now we've got AK-47s and laser beams. So, you know, I mean, this is in the public domain, you know, so the pitchforks and torches are out the window already.
Right.
You know, our little technological toys have sort of leveled the playing field a little.
Yes, and I've always said that, you know, your gun and your gardener are good enough to save you as long as your community's around to help you, you know, but you'll be quickly overrun by somebody with bigger guns who wants your garden, leaving you bleeding there in the dirt when they harvest your crops. I mean, there's the reality of you know, tribal or jungle warfare is very real, and it's going to continue whether we like that or not. There's no way, I don't think you're going to reinvent the wheel by recreating some sort of equilibrium with everybody having some land and everybody being happy on that land.
Well, I'm a if you like, an anarchist, where, you know, as long as you do what you like, you know, if you own a property, you can do what you like on your property. You can, as long as you don't trespass on others' ability to do what they like on their property. You know, you don't harm anybody else. You don't steal from anybody else. It's anarchism. But this is political anarchism, not the anarchism that they push out on the radio saying it's so bad. Because true anarchism is true freedom. That's the only way.
Yeah, it's more independence, really, than anarchism, isn't it?
Yeah, it's complete true freedom and independence. Absolutely. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah,
something we can discuss.
Basically, the idea of the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that was what essentially was embodied in the Constitution. I think the Constitution has been a pretty good document. It's been changed several times, and they got rid of slavery.
Actually, the pursuit of happiness was never in the first draft of the Constitution.
I didn't know
It was property ownership.
Property ownership, which I guess was interpreted pursuit of happiness then. Reinterpreted? Yeah. We know what's happened with that, of course. The 14th Amendment was a horrible and horrific change to the Constitution, which, if you look at the first few portions of it, you would think it was starting out on the right foot. But as you read on, you find out that federalization of all citizenship, making all of us wards of the federal government, was really where it went. And that the bad side of it was implied, and that's the reason why that probably should be re-altered and changed.
Well, let me say, from a person who sits outside the U.S., the Constitution, as it was writ, was set up to fail. It was set up to fail with amendments, with just ignoring, like, you know, the 16th Amendment, which was never ratified by enough states, but it's assumed that it was. So now you have to pay federal income tax.
Yeah. There were back doors in it, and a lot of people have pointed those out, you know, from the very beginning. But again, those back doors were, I think, intentionally left opened and unlocked, too, weren't they, in some cases? And they may have been the kind of things that could have been closed by certain judicial interpretations. And
Yeah, I mean, George Washington was obviously a part of the Freemasonic lodges.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Hey, the Bob Tuscan Show continues, and this is War Room Wednesday night. We will be joined by Doug Owen in a little bit. Hey, we have Cam on the phone calling in, John, and we can get on to other topics and converse with him on those or just hear what he has to say and take it from there, guys.
Okay, what are we going to do now? Are we going to go to Gaza and these latest news coming out of Gaza?
Yeah, I think we should because it is important. Another tragic day in Gaza now, and what was it, 22 fatalities, I think, another school was hit.
Yeah, well, they shelled the school playground, and there was children in there, and I think 20 died in the shelling. But, I mean, these modern artillery, they're computer-controlled. You can knock a gnat off a fence post at several thousand yards, you know? It's ridiculous. They are that accurate. They take the barometric pressure, they take the wind speed and what direction, it calculates the temperature so they know how much explosive to put in. Everything is so precise now, they can put a shell right down the toilet pan in the backyard.
They can. They absolutely can. And so now the question is, why are they hitting schools? Why are they? We know our friend Imad, who had called in, was not engaged in firing rockets. He may have been supportive against the attacks of Israel, of course, and everything that's been happening there, and the counterattacks with the Hamas. But he was not a combatant, and yet his house was flattened, and yet we have real serious questions as to why these very articulate and accurate weaponry being used by Israel are leveling these civilian installations of places like hospitals and old schools that at one time may have had some sort of ballistics there, but nobody has really confirmed in many cases that they were firing anything from these locations, and many of them anyway.
Yeah. Well, according to the United Nations, 47 messages from the UN about this school and how it was a center used as a center for refugees, and that's exactly what the Israelis like, a center for refugees, then they can hit it with shells. They've done it before. I'm sure they'll do it again.
Very interesting. Cam is joining us from Australia. Cam, weigh in a little bit on some of these things. What are you seeing out there? What is the overall feeling in your neck of the woods down under?
Well, last night on the news, or the Crestitute news, they were using the propaganda offensive, which obviously came from Israel, about tunnels, Hamas's tunnels. Therefore, this justifies everything they do, and it was a real propaganda piece. And but on the other hand, they can't ignore the obvious destruction as well. But this is the next day, of course, and that was yesterday my time, and they had to go with that to try and sell themselves out of a black hole, I suppose. Yesterday, Ahmad told me 16 were killed in the marketplace. So that was he didn't get a lot, but that's what he told me yesterday. So, but media here just sort of usually parrots what comes out of the US, and I guess what comes out of IPAC, I imagine. It all gets filtered through from the US. The US tends to dictate the news in, gender in Australia, I imagine, to some extent in Britain as well, and throughout the other Five Eyes countries.
Well, we learn actually that these tunnels have been effective. A tunnel was dug from Gaza into a potato field behind the Israeli troops. Now, these Israeli troops were manning the artillery, and so their hand weapons were not immediately to hand. And apparently a dozen or so of the Hamas Al-Aqsa Brigade went out through this tunnel, came up in this potato field, crawled to behind these Israeli artillery men, and killed dozens, according to Hamas. And I think Israel had a shock. And I believe that the families have now found out that their sons and daughters have been killed by Hamas in this raid. It's the first sort of victory that Hamas has had. Now they're demonstrating in Tel Aviv against the war. All the relatives of those that were killed are hopping mad with Netanyahu, or Milikowski is his real name, and are calling for a complete ceasefire and end to the war, and an accommodation with the Palestinians for a two-state or whatever solution. That seems to be the meme that's in Tel Aviv at the moment. Thousands and thousands of the Israelis were demonstrating against the war.
Yeah, it's astounding that a lot of people are realizing how chaotic and stupid the whole thing is, even on both sides. And, you know, you pity the people who are suffering, especially the stories that I'm seeing. Oddly enough, on CBS News, Barry Peterson is actually doing a pretty good job. Not that I want to see these grisly images, of course, but the sad stories of children in hospitals and just the horrific things of these mothers crying. But, you know, people all over the world are asking, why does this have to happen, and how did this happen, and why is it necessary? And then, of course, we also see the incidents of things happening with ISIS. Pictures that I saw from RT, Russia Today, also on the Internet, of these mass executions, or look like that's what we're seeing there. That's a whole nother horrific story that isn't getting much coverage at all, at least while this thing takes place. Not that this is not horrific in itself as well. But, I mean, you know, you ask all these questions as to why these things are happening. And, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi, is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a Brooklyn kid, dual citizen, of course, you know, finagling U.S. support. How much teamwork of the United States policy is behind what's going on over there right now? And how much is U.S. policy guilty of being involved in all of this that's taking place?
Well, just as the UN sanctioned Israel for hitting the schoolyard and that second school, Obama announces that he's going to send ammunition to restock Israel to fire into Gaza, basically. So all the shells and bombs and Hellfire missiles and what have you is resupplying Israel with them. It doesn't seem that... It's sunk into that Kenyan terrorist's mind that the world is against him.
Yeah, I don't get it. It certainly is not helping Israeli public policy. They've lost a lot of standing in the world opinion. Is that the way it is, as you're seeing to some extent, Cameron, out there in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, well, not as far as the government's concerned. You know, I think... that we have our foreign minister, which is like your Secretary of State, is a rabid Zionist, and she's always trying to sell the Israeli point of view. But she obviously wants to become Prime Minister one day, so she's saying all the right things and doing all the right things to make that happen with the existing hidden power structure. But, yeah, there has been protests, you know, in most capital cities. Most of the time you see them out of Sydney. But I guess they would be small in scale compared to London. But there are, you know, people of all walks of life who do protest here, and they have been involved in the BDS movement. State and federal governments here are often working against these protesters because you know where they get their election campaigns from, and or something, or they've been blackmailed through the NSA or similar devices in other countries. So it's gone.
In London, organization called Viva Palestina is going to hold a huge rally on August 4th. So we want to get that out. Anybody who's listening in the UK, get yourself to London and protest this slaughter and genocide that's going on in Gaza.
Yeah, I mean, really, the main problem of the Australian government is they think they're a mini version of the US government and they're passing similar laws. I mean, there's one here, a headline from yesterday, Edward Snowden's lawyer blasts Australian law that would jail journalists for reporting on spy leaks. And it says... it's the most draconian thing they've seen. It's completely antithetical to a free and open democratic society. I find it disturbing Australia's entertaining this kind of legislation. There's been greater outcry, especially from the press. The legislation makes an offence if a person discloses information that relates to a special intelligence operation and does not state any exemptions, meaning it could apply to anyone, including journalists, bloggers, lawyers, or other members of the public. Those who disclose such information would face tough new penalties or up to 10 years jail. It also said the laws would give ASIO, our CAA, immunity.
So we'll be back after the hour. Hang on to that, guys.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.